Amber, what is this?
It's a podcast, maybe.
Named what?
Something?
Cast not your pods before swine.
That Choose is, it a that, pod. No,
that's the new one. Cast not your pods before swine. I will change it. That is so much better than what we had. I am abashed that we didn't come up with that sooner.
Oh, goodness.
Who are we?
I don't remember right now.
You don't remember who you are?
it's so sad.
It happens so subtly.
One forgets moments at a time.
So who I am personally? Notes?
Yes. I want to remember who I am when the question comes to me.
So personally, I'm Amber Hawk. I do various things.
Okay.
Yep.
Who is our guest tonight?
Kest.
I'm the guest, I guess.
Guest Kest, who makes masks.
Yeah.
Am I minimizing you? Should I be more expansive?
What else do you do?
I really don't give a shit.
Okay, she's guest Kest, who makes masks.
And doesn't care.
And does not care. She is filled with apathy. Daniel, who are you?
I'm Daniel.
Okay, do you do anything?
Periodically Me? I make art.
All right, thank you, Kest. I was thinking that.
Okay, yes, guilty as charged. I'm very good at sex. And now you know.
And I am Tom Quackenbush, fantasy author, most recently published by The Ark magazine, who apparently cared that I wrote an article called My Students' Lives Matter. I'll link it in the show notes. Self-promotion over.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm not getting paid, but they like it, and I keep getting comments. They're like, if you write anything, we'll publish it. I may be minimizing them. Hmm. They probably are a little more critical than that.
Well they said they like your stuff.
So they like my stuff. Okay. So, I have decided that tonight I'm going to try to not mention a certain Cheeto-colored, small-handed presidential candidate.
Okay. Then you're doing a bad job so far.
I didn't name him. I didn't give his name. He could be any Cheeto-colored, small-handed presidential candidate. Doesn't
actually,
even have to be for this government.
Who may or may not build condos or something.
Yeah, as I say, aside from the presidential candidate part, like, that could describe a number of people.
It's true.
If we really get into the full field, it could describe any number of people.
Because,
there's,
it could be a presidential.
People running for president.
And there's always, presidential candidate for, school government.
Yeah. That's true. I could be talking about the local school government.
This is one of my, favorite youthful cast stories.
Okay.
In high school, I got my civics teacher to promise that me and my best friend would get A's for the whole year if we got a presidential candidate to come and speak at the school. And we got this dude. So there are 300 or 400 presidential candidates. They're just not major parties.
Right.
And by major parties in this case, I mean any party that exists for more than one human. But anyway, I can't remember what party he was. I believe it was the Barking Spider Party. And he showed up at the school, and he was, 6 feet tall, and he was wearing American flag, suspenders, and an Uncle Sam cap.
Wow.
And we told everybody that we had a presidential candidate coming, so they'd done, a whole huge, the whole school into the auditorium kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he spoke for an hour. About stuff. And my best friend and I didn't go to civics class for the rest of the year. And got
that is amazing. You did such a good job there.
Yeah. Wow. I was really proud of that.
You earned your grade.
I'm glad that the teacher held up that.
I mean, he was a presidential candidate.
Yeah.
He was also certifiably insane.
Wow, yeah.
I think he also showed up in a Cadillac that had been painted red, white, and blue.
Did he think he was in Texas?
No, he knew where he was. He had that.
That's something.
He wasn't horrible. I mean, honestly, he seemed really crazy at the time, but in the context of current presidential candidates, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst thing about this? Is it pushes the window so far, or it lowers the bar so far. At this point, Hitler might not have to work too hard to be I'm slightly better than Trump.
Right. Not to be glib, but I really feel like both political, both major political parties are in their death knells. Like, this election is such an embarrassment to both sides, especially the Republicans, I'm sorry, that we need a new party. I vote Bull Moose.
Oh, no.
Because I like
What's
Moose.
What's the Bull Moose party?
Oh. What?
It was Teddy Roosevelt?
Yes.
I just like Moose.
Moose are cool.
Not Moose the Bull Moose cool. party?
No.
I have not investigated them.
I like my original party that I created back before the Tea Party was anything other than what I made it.
Yeah.
I
it was a better Tea Party. It was a better Tea Party.
Oh, yeah.
It was about tea, literally.
Yeah. I like tea.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a political party based around tea. Mm-hmm. It had an Angel Fire website.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that dates it.
Is it still on the Wayback Machine?
Probably.
Like, does it still exist? Probably. Yeah. Like, I think I found it recently-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I throw my vote in with the Do-Nothings, then? They yeah, also have a good name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or actually, whoever Vermin Supreme is running as, whatever party wants to embrace Vermin Supreme.
I think Vermin Supreme is his own party.
He should. I would like to throw in my lot with Vermin Supreme. He will give me a pony.
I want that pony.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, his pony identification system is like.
It's a strong platform.
It's clearly what we need.
It is
it's
a job strong, creation strong platform.
Right? Yes.
It's bold.
It creates jobs for ponies.
Right, and think about all the people who will be there to clean up after your pony and to brush your pony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. An entire industry.
It
like,
could be a pony brusher.
You need a jobs program.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it would take for us to create enough ponies.
Create?
Breed. Can we use robotic ponies?
No, no. Has to be real
ponies.
Has
to be real ponies.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Vermin Supreme does not budge on this.
Yeah, real ponies.
Real okay. ponies, dental hygiene.
Yeah, yeah.
Very important.
Good.
And, you know, I read a couple months ago that they were going to call the wild horses. We don't need to do that. We can simply put them to work.
Mm.
Yes. I definitely do not want to be training those ponies into... No.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think that's... You can't put a wild pony into slavery.
Mm. I respect that.
There, I just spun it.
Instead, we're going to kill them and not even eat them, probably.
That is a problem.
That's depressing.
Did I ever tell you about the Island of Goats?
Yes.
You won't like this story.
I know the story.
I will tell the listeners about the Island of Goats. So, basically, they... We're going to go with sailors. Sailors had left some goats on an island.
Galapagos.
It was a Galapagos?
Yes, and that's why they had to kill them all because
they had to kill them all. They had Judas goats.
Yep, they did.
It was brilliant and
horrible.
It was
amazing, and they had to do it.
And then, because of the biomass, you couldn't even take the goat corpses off. You just had to leave them there.
Wow.
Yeah. And so now there are very few goats.
Yeah.
Good, good.
But there's still some goats.
Oh, mm-hmm. no.
And, of course, the sterile Judas goats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who will go and attract the other goats. They're like, guys, come over, let's hang
out.
Totally
sexy, totally sexy.
I was totally scared. There were people, come over here. All my new friends are dead. I'll have to go get new friends.
Aww.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. Wait, so, like, they're just goats that we have trackers on and are infertile?
Yes,
and they actually found that
the infertile ones, that they couldn't use the infertile ones.
Oh.
Because they weren't sexy.
Yeah, they
had to redo it again with fertile ones and just make sure that they killed everyone before they had new goats.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
And they were just sniping them from
helicopters? Yeah.
Aww.
All right. While that is an awful thing, it also would be like, with the right mindset, a cool job. Because you get to see this beautiful sight and then snipe things out of a helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're doing good.
And you're doing good. No, I don't. I mean, I like goats so much.
I do too.
Yeah.
There's
like
goats
the Galapagos.
Everywhere, and they were really fucking everything up.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
That's like, how invasive.
You don't need that many goats.
Speaking of invasive species and interesting ways of killing them, did I tell you about the lionfish? They've created
Maybe.
A robot that will go and find lionfish, and then it puts little platforms down on either side and just electrocutes them, and then sucks them up back to a ship.
Oh wow!
But what's great is if it gets a fish that isn't a lionfish, it ignores them, and the lionfish do not care that you do this up to the electrocution. They don't like that part. But, like, the lionfish do not respond to, like, oh, there are platforms on either side of me. Huh. They just sort of chill with it. And they also want us to start eating lionfish. Because obviously we are ravenous, and if we decide that it goes in fish sticks, we'll completely destroy it.
Yep.
That's why you don't have orange ruffy anymore.
Aww.
They were delicious. But they also had, like, they lived for, like, 150 years, and they hardly reproduced. So we almost ate them to extinction.
Yeah.
But they were apparently delicious.
Are they still around, or are they actually
not a lot of them, and it's hard to repopulate them because they live for 150 years, and then they don't really like reproducing.
I think I heard a thing recently that whales are protecting some species of fish or something.
Was it humpbacks and interfering with orcas, or
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was orcas interfering or humpbacks interfering with orcas hunting certain type other things. I don't know. It was
to be dicks, or
yeah, mostly to be dicks. Everybody wanted it to be that they were protecting the fish, but really they were just being dicks.
Yeah. To be fair, orcas are kind of dicks to everyone else.
Oh yeah, so right. I'm not saying they shouldn't have been dicks.
Oh yeah, no.
but
we shouldn't consider them too altruistic.
Yeah. Although I do feel on the scale of like, you know, whale dickishness, like humpbacks are probably lower down than most of the dolphins, which orcas are just big dolphins.
Yeah, but it might just be that their dickishness is of such a long scale that we can't see it.
right.
They might be doing dickishness that's not going to come into play for like 100 years.
True. They have better scales to work on.
Now, if they start, like, palling around with the octopuses,
because
the octopuses are thinkers. Short-lived thinkers, but thinkers.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Also delicious.
Also delicious. Damn the deliciousness.
Mm.
Though I imagine we can probably find a species that is delicious and not sentient.
Yeah.
It's probably evil to eat something sentient. Probably.
Well, how do you define sentient?
Yeah.
They can solve puzzles, and they escape their cages, and then they sneak into other cages, and then they eat one fish, then they sneak back into their cages.
But do they make artwork?
Oh, I wasn't necessarily saying octopus weren't sentient. I was saying, what level does sentient play in?
It's true.
Like, are pigs sentient?
Pigs.
I legit don't know exactly how.
Yeah, I don't know how one defines sentience.
Yeah, and I think that if pigs had thumbs, they would like be a different caliber of creature.
I feel like I've thought about that too, because like pigs' intelligence is very specifically directed. Like they're exceptionally good at anything that involves like how do I get this food or how do I get, you know, the thing that I want.
Well, arguably that's what most intelligence is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've also heard like I've also heard sapience used as a different term.
Yeah,
different
I think sentient is generally most things that think.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want to eat sapient things.
Okay. I generally go with anything that is more civilized than me, I don't want to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. Like I use the does it make art? Or like,
well, most humans don't make art, so we can eat them.
No, but as a species we make art. But you know, you don't.
I can definitely eat toddlers then. Right?
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone's going to argue.
Toddlers make artwork.
Yeah, but their artwork is shitty.
Yeah.
They should be put to some use.
Yes, that's important. The quality of the artwork does matter.
Yeah, I mean, arguably, elephants make art in exactly the same way toddlers do. I mean,
yeah. So we all know my bar for eating animals is
what?
Eat the road.
So if you feel like an animal has slighted you, it goes into your stomach.
Yep.
Do you usually meet the animals that you eat?
Not yet.
But we do buy local meat, so it's almost the same. We've driven by those animals.
And you assume they're jerks?
Yeah.
Probably.
Especially if they're a turkey.
Oh, turkeys are jerks.
Sons of bitches.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But that fish we ate might not have been a jerk. We don't know.
No.
True.
Well...
I do eat a lot of fish in front of fish.
Can fish that's true.
Be jerks even?
Fish can be jerks.
Alana bites me. She'll attack me.
Yeah.
I think it's out of love.
It's out of love. Wow.
Of course, it's love bites always.
Yeah, I have to say that our fish seem not intelligent, but motivated.
I don't know. Wilgram's flipping his shit.
Yeah. And we watched a video where they trained goldfish to push a little soccer ball into a goal.
It is an adorable video.
Okay, we've all seen that. I'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So, I don't know. If I can train something to do that, I don't want to eat it.
Well, I mean,
to be fair,
you can train almost any animal to push a ball into a goal.
Yeah, there,
like, seriously,
lot,
you could train a snail to do that.
There's a lot
I don't
want to
eat a goldfish just because they're too small.
That's fair.
they can't get big, though.
We have to think about sapience versus size. Because if you're really sapient, but you can feed 100 people, I'm sorry.
So the BBC did this entirely random radio show. It was like 5 or 6. It was a little miniseries radio show. And I don't remember why it came up in my podcast feed. If it was, I don't remember. But the conceit of it was that this man had crash landed on a planet and was deciding which animals he could and could not eat.
Mm.
And it's just him talking to himself for 6 half-hour episodes about whether or not these animals are too smart to eat.
That's great.
It ends up being surprisingly thought-provoking for a really dumb show.
No, yeah.
Like, it's a really, really dumb show. Really, really, really fundamentally dumb. And at the end of each episode, you're going, huh.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
the rabbits.
Does he finally eat anything?
I'm not going to give away the ending.
Okay.
That's right.
We also have to think about,
I guess,
like,
I'd go with anything that seemed plant-like.
There was a reason
scream.
That he couldn't do the plants, and I don't remember what it was. Like, it was very specifically engineered.
Yeah. Similar to the arguments that vegans have to deal with like, well, what if you're stuck on a desert planet or a desert island and you only have access to this and this and this?
Well, then that's not the life that I live, ergo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. No, I do think, like, there's definitely something to the idea that any animal raised as a pet is going to display, like, a higher cognitive function than, you know, something just out in the wilds.
It's more used to dealing with humans, so
well,
we
more
can
used
identify
to dealing
with
humans,
it, more.
It doesn't have to deal with the pressures that wild animals tend to deal
except,
with, so it can develop more personality traits.
Except dogs have learned helplessness.
Yeah.
Yes, and that the Russians who domesticated foxes in an experiment, they said that they had the loyalty of dogs and the independence of cats, so it sounds like the ideal pet.
Oh, yeah, no, they're super
they,
cute.
Yeah, they were adopting them out for a while because the program was closing.
Yeah, it's true. But and then they had to give some of them to fur factories. They're like, please just kill them gently. Like,
well, they had both sides because they both bred for tame. And
yeah,
for,
and then dicks.
And so the dick ones,
we can eat.
Yeah,
because they're rude.
Because they're rude.
Exceptionally.
But yeah,
so
even some of the sweet ones they had to sell to the fur manufacturers. And they're like, really, like, they were domesticated. They're not used to, just kill them nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were super cute. They were all piebald and had little ears flapped.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Ideal pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was researching domestication.
They also smelled really bad.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah, they're still foxes.
Well, you could, I'm sure that could be changed somewhat.
Eventually.
Or if it's like a scent gland, you could get it removed. But I don't know what it is they smell.
They have a musk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the same thing. I don't think I'd want ferrets, even though ferrets are adorable, because they smell really bad and then they just rub that smell on everything.
Well, they like the smell.
You can get them descented. They do still have a smell, but it's not as bad. But it's still there. So, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Plus, they steal your keys for fun and hide them.
Yeah.
I had ferrets growing up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Or your Legos.
They really like to put everything in my mom's lingerie drawer.
Nice.
And this, like, wait. I said, this is growing up. So, anytime you were leaving the house, you had to go into mom's bedroom, open up her, not even just her underwear drawer, the lingerie drawer, and fumble around until you found your keys and then leave. Like, it was just an accepted part of leaving the house. You didn't even try.
Sounds like you had a fun upbringing.
So, like, ferrets, were they generally allowed, like, everywhere? Did they have, like,
out.
A cage?
They had a cage, but
you didn't keep them there?
And if you let your ferrets out at all, they're everywhere. Like, you can't. It's not very easy to ferret-proof a house.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely,
like,
leave a room closed that they can't go into. Like,
but they, like, so do they use, like, litter? Like,
Yeah, you can put little litter boxes. Changed. And if there's not a litter box in every room, then they're going to poo on the floor.
Okay.
It's got to be one per room.
The good thing about that is that generally it will be in the corner, so at least you know where to look.
It's true.
That's true.
You can prepare a little
bit. People not, like, take their poop and hide it in the lingerie drawer?
No, they never did that.
No.
Never
no.
once okay. did they poo. Well, I mean, you don't poo where you sleep.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
In the corner
Unless you're
thing
a bird.
Is very much that they, mm-hmm. you know, it's a defensive thing. They don't
yeah.
want to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Ferrets, y'all. They're fun, but be prepared.
Super cute.
Responsibility.
Yeah. Not a thing we eat.
I don't want ferrets.
No, I don't
want
to eat ferret.
No.
No. Partially, they're carnivores, right?
Correct.
Yeah. We don't tend to eat carnivores.
No.
Except fish.
Except fish.
Yeah.
But they eat fish, so
fish
it's
are
okay.
delicious.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, fish, the universal, like, loophole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish are odd creatures.
Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of sea life is very odd. Like, it's such a extreme environment in almost all cases.
I read an article years ago where a vegan is like, we should just eat mussels and clams because they don't feel anything and they're really good protein and it's really ecological, so that's what we should do.
Yeah that and bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still maintain I'm probably allergic to eating bugs because I'm allergic to lobster and shrimp and crab.
That is probably not true. But you can stand by
it. Stick with
it
until I have to eat bugs.
Okay.
They're in the same.
Well, they're arthropods.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, that, there may be something to the extension, but it probably depends on, like,
it
what
is highly
specifically
unlikely.
It is about. You know.
I'm going to stick with
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allergic to it.
Okay. Totally. Totally.
To be, well,
it's also. I don't know why bugs are so expensive still, because they're everywhere.
Well, it's preparing them, I think, is the big deal. Because, like over here specifically, like, if you were going to market insects, you would have to, you can't just go harvest them from the field, I'm
that
pretty
is
sure.
Well, you'd get the crickets from the cricket farms.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just that there aren't enough people buying them to make it be cost-effective to produce them.
Right. Also, preparing
like,
them
right.
also
yeah.
just can't
and
get somebody a sack of crickets.
Everyone's grossed out by them.
Yeah.
That is true.
Although that is a thing that I still contend could be fixed in, like, one generation. All you really have to do is get one generation of kids eating them as a snack, and that's it. It's
we just need Kim Kardashian to say that she likes eating crickets. And
actually,
so many people eat crickets.
Also entirely true.
Yep.
I haven't had, like, many opportunities to try insects, and I'm not necessarily, like, gung-ho about, you know, forcing that issue.
I care not
but...
for what I eat in any case.
I was going
yeah,
to try
yeah.
and try and eat cicadas this summer, but then the big thing didn't, like, there weren't as many as that other year.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you going to eat cicadas?
Well, there's just so many of them.
Because the New Yorker published, like, 6 different recipes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh. I feel like there's propaganda that's trying to make me eat bugs, because I've seen, like, a bunch of articles on the last year and a half that's like, everyone's gonna eat bugs soon. You're gonna eat
well,
bugs.
Well, you
everyone's
should.
Gonna eat bugs.
So
yeah.
For the record, in traveling, I've eaten a fuck ton of bugs.
Okay.
It's not a thing. It's just chips. It's just like eating chips. But I also don't care what I eat.
Which is probably a good way to be.
And I feel like a lot of my not caring what I eat is because I travel a lot.
Yeah.
True.
And I feel that it is... like, the base level of hospitality is whatever the fuck is put in front of you to eat, you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend who went to India, and they said you always have to have your water bottle with you, because otherwise they will offer you water, and that will be
and
full
of... And you'll have
to
drink it.
And you have to drink it.
Yep.
And she actually got cryptosporidium because they gave her lukewarm tea, and it was full of parasites.
Yep.
She spent weeks in the hospital.
Nah.
Yeah, I got pretty sick in northern Thailand. And it ended up being a fantastic experience because I was by myself, and boy, did that town take care of me. It was amazing.
That is great.
And I ended up with, like, 4 different people just carrying me around at various different times.
Wow.
Because I couldn't move. And then got me back on my bus and sent me back to work. But it's probably still would have been better not to get sick.
Yeah.
But it was that.
No, it's great that they help now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here would be like, why are you sick? Get up.
Yeah. The other
or
day...
Or
bring
you to the hospital,
Canada?
I guess. Yeah.
The other day at work, one of my coworkers left, like went a room away to the bathroom, loudly vomited.
Oh, yeah.
And then came back and asked me for mints. And I'm like, no! you should go home. Mm-hmm. I gave her my mints, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because at first, I was just like, it was like a courtesy thing. Oh, you want some mints? Here are some mints. No! Go home! Unacceptable! Don't you get me sick?
Well, I mean, if it's food poisoning, she's not going to get you sick.
I know. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then she just sat there being unhappy all day at work. I'm like, you have sick time. You can go home now.
Yeah. But, I mean, there that is a part of our culture, though. There's still, like, an element of the supposed pride to being like, oh, I'm sick with the flu and I had to work, you know, the whole weekend. And, you know, it's
Typhoid Mary's unacceptable.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And even though, you know, study after study comes out advocating for just sending people home and paid sick leave regardless. Like,
it's for
still
society.
Not a thing that
if
we do,
if it's a possibility.
Though. Yeah.
No.
Although not as bad as I was reading, I don't remember how, but, like, some Reddit thread ended up talking about, like, Korean work ethics and how, like, there's this whole weird hierarchy where you can't go home until your boss leaves, and
that
goes all the way up to the top, and the person at the top, of course, doesn't want to seem like a slack ass, so they just stay at work 24/7 roughly, and it's like normal to just have to do that. And of course, because of that, people work insanely long hours, but you can't, there's not enough work to fill that time, so most of it is just doing nothing. And it was people who were Americans talking about this, that they'd worked over there, and you know how you have to negotiate into your contract, like, that you're only going to work specific hours, otherwise you're expected to do that also, and very likely to get fired if you try to go home at 5 or whenever your work shift is over. So
it is very strange.
It could be worse.
Whereas I work for the state, and I'm told that I should not be there before 7:30, and I should leave promptly at 3:30 because I will not be paid overtime, and I should not expect that. I'm like, okay, I'm out now. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, barely anyone monitors half my work days right now.
That
is
true. Which is good. You still do work.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. So once you reach a certain level of accepted competence, then you're less likely to be, you know, scrutinized.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but not me. I work all day every day.
I was encouraged to do my homework, so I do my homework sometimes. But 24/7, Daniel, you're working right now.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you see him banking?
Yes.
He's banking sharply to the left.
So hard.
He's got a calculator in here. That's what he's doing.
I have a calculator right here.
Yeah, he's tapping on his calculator right now.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that type of banking. Don't kidnap me.
What?
What type of banking do you get kidnapped for?
Any type, because yeah.
Oh.
No, it's one of those. It's that stupid thing of like you're not really supposed to, if you work for a bank or in certain types of finance, you're not really supposed to talk about it in public because it makes you a potential target for kidnapping. Regardless of the fact that 90% of people working at a bank have no access to money, it's still a thing you have to be aware of sometimes.
Because they might kidnap you and try and make you get money.
Yeah, which incidentally they would not. You wouldn't get anything.
Daniel doesn't have money. Don't even try.
No, I work in the bankruptcy department. I don't.
Yeah.
You work with negative money.
That is true.
Can get debt for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which is why it was funny when they used to have, like, we used to do incentive programs, and they still had, you know, the collections department involved in that, and it was hilarious to me, because it was just like, wait, so I'm calling this person because they haven't paid their mortgage in, like, 2 weeks, and you want me to offer them a checking account?
That does seem odd.
Yeah.
How I when I graduated from college the first time, and my credit card company like called me to like check in and everything and be like, hey, so we see you're out of college now, like do you have a job and everything? I'm like, no, I don't have a job or anything. And they're like, okay, well you still have your card for now, so it's fine. And then I got a letter like 2 days later that they had raised my credit limit like a ridiculous amount.
They do that.
Yep.
It's like, no, I have no money. What are you doing?
But
they're hoping that you'll spend that not money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also just, yeah, you producing debt is vastly profitable.
Yep.
What our economy is based on now.
Yep.
Yeah. Incidentally, get ready for next year when all the legislation coming from the Wells Fargo thing kicks in. that'll be fun for everybody.
What?
Oh, from the whole thing, Wells Fargo was creating fake accounts for customers.
Oh, yeah.
Because the as a top down policy thing, mm-hmm. because they were forcing, you know,
wow.
Or they had quotas that had to be met, and branch managers would force the, you know,
to
people who open
ones,
accounts
so
you... to yeah, yeah,
wow.
because you gotta meet those numbers.
Wow.
Our country's dying, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we're always in a state of dying. So yeah, it is just that, you know, it's I feel like the awareness and effects thereof are noticed faster because we have the internet now, and it's
mm-hmm.
much harder to hide information for longer periods of time.
True.
So, you know, yeah, stuff, turmoil, reckonings are at hand.
Reckonings are at hand. Ugh. And there's nowhere you can really go for safety anymore.
Mm.
Except
you're
your
looking
basement.
At your bathroom.
This bathroom will allow me safety.
It's the safe room, right?
No.
Nowhere safe but in your mind.
You okay there?
Yep. Yes. I'm banking to the right now.
Aww. We talked about animals. We've talked about government and economics.
But we haven't talked about aphantasia.
What's that?
There are some people, aphantastics, I want to call them,
mm-hmm.
who are unable to visualize.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
There was a really entertaining story on it. It was some novelist, and he called some other novelist, and he was like, wow, you've got these great descriptions that don't make any sense to me because I don't visualize things. And the other author was like, I don't visualize things. What the fuck? That's why I talk about them. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can be a writer with aphantasia, which is bizarre to me, because I definitely am like, what happens now? And then I see a picture of it, and then things happen, and then I write down what happened. But yeah, like, I guess the ideal writing would be an aphantastic writing to another aphantastic, because they would be literal.
Yeah.
There would be no descriptor.
Now, there are descriptors, but you actually do describe it. You don't assume
yeah.
that someone knows what it looks like.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is, I think it's just strange. And I guess
yes.
that they don't usually dream, or they don't remember their dreams.
Hmm.
It's this whole other, like,
yeah.
subsection of our species that I want to, like, analyze their little brains now. Because how did you end up that way? Then there are hyper-fantastics. I still don't think I'm using the right word.
No,
where they
but
picture
I like it.
Things really well. Like, that they can get lost in them. I'm like, yes, that's the one I want to be. And then, like, what if you have aphantasia and then I give you LSD? What do you hallucinate? You have to hallucinate something.
Mm.
Do you just have, like, body highs?
I'm just wondering about, like aphantasia and synesthesia as a combination. That would
yeah.
be...
And it's, like, it's sort of like how there are tetrachromats, the ones who see four different primary colors. You have to be female. And if you are the male offspring of someone with tetrachromatism, you are red-green colorblind. So I wonder if, like, you know, you are synesthetic and then your child has aphantasia and you're like, I can't relate to you at all. You don't see the colors in this word? What's wrong with you?
Aww.
What do you mean chicken doesn't taste pointy?
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, no. That's where stuff will get really fun is when we do finally figure out, you know, the how those mechanisms work to a degree where we can reproduce them and you know perhaps switch them on and off.
Mm-hmm. Well, the tetrachromax is just that you have an extra.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like a cone in your eye.
Although you can have an extra cone and not be able to see extra colors.
Right. But, you know, so when do we get the pill that causes us to grow the extra cone and be able to see it, or when do we get the implant that...
Well, mm-hmm. most of those things don't work if you get them. Like,
you can't train your
yeah.
brain to
yeah.
see, but...
Well,
like, you can't get an oral implant as an adult.
Well, but
what's an oral implant? Oh, like, oh,
oh,
oh
yeah.
yeah.
Well, I mean, not now, but I feel like that is a solvable problem.
You think? Because
yeah.
I don't. I think that's fundamental.
Yeah. I mean, it might be gated behind us solving the whole issue of, like, aging in general, because that is a process that you know. I feel like it's solvable. It may
okay.
not be for the best that it's solvable, but because then
so
you have to deal.
You
with...
mean like teaching your body to control something that it didn't have since.
Yeah, like, but I mean, because
or like have a new sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's certainly possible that you could make implants that you could give to an infant.
Well, but except that, but they were able to get a monkey to control a robotic brain, or I mean, a robotic arm with its brain that it did not possess naturally.
Correct.
So that's
fundamentally different.
Well, yeah,
but like
because he has arms,
right?
But he could not understand. I guess even wings you could sort of understand.
Yeah, yeah. I think you could maybe do wings.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that there's the difficulty in say you give somebody an implant or an eye implant that had the ability to see other color spectrums. Like, there must be a mechanism for...
who can hear color.
Yeah.
Because he had a system set up because he's colorblind. Mm-hmm. So, like, it has a sound radiation thing or whatever, but... so he can hear colors outside of the regular spectrum because of that now.
Well, of course, because he's not being limited to the visual spectra.
Yeah.
So that would be useful, and people are able to like there have been people who've been able to train themselves to have a direction sense by implanting magnets.
There were people who it was really crude. But they just put silicone-covered magnets in their fingertips, and they could feel magnetic fields, and then they could feel where there was Wi-Fi.
Ooh.
But then,
I like that one.
So you're saying that being a Wi-Fi dowser is a possible future employment option?
And it wasn't even hard. They're like, all we did was we cut little holes, and we just put it just under the skin.
Yeah.
The only problem was that their body kept rejecting the magnets because it's really thin skin in your fingers.
Yeah.
But that they could, they're like, we can feel it just fine. We know exactly where the strong Wi-Fi is.
That would be useful.
I want that.
Yeah.
I do know if you turn on a microwave, it makes the Wi-Fi stronger. For some reason. I don't know why. But I wonder, like, does the Wi-Fi concentration change based on weather and things?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I don't get Wi-Fi at my house when it rains.
Oh, God, no. Sorry. See, I keep forgetting. That stupid thing where your brain is like, oh, I saw this, so everybody else must have seen it too, so I can make the reference and everyone will get it. No, the reason we don't have Knights of Sidonia season 3 right now is because the which you should watch. It's amazing. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Satomu Nihei. It's
I don't
it's
have Netflix.
Super awesome. But so the animation company that did that is working on another series called Aijin, which is it's the premise is that there are these humans that are immortal and they are, you know, apparently, or it kind of follows the whole thing of like the public finding out about them, and there's very few of them, and when they are discovered, they are immediately like taken to government facilities and tested on and all
Dang.
That. And yeah, so it's really interesting, but one of the other things they can sort of, that these humans who have this ability to not die can do is they can project like some sort of other version of the, or some sort of other etheric body or something. But one of the conceits in the show is that the bodies are really hard to control when it's raining out because they essentially use like a Wi-Fi signal to communicate. It's really interesting.
Okay.
It's kind of a cool thing. But yeah. So as it would be like, oh, just like the thing in the show, and
yes.
You know, no one else saw it, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, that is correct.
But that does sound interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's super, super interesting, especially with the, I mean, you know, that premise of, like, what do we do when we meet the next, you know, some, what, similar to, like, or how we kind of wiped out the Neanderthals, like, that idea of what then happens if we discover some other species that might even have a remote chance of wiping us out. How do you, what is that going to do to us as a society and structure. I find that stuff interesting.
Yeah.
Even though it's, you know, usually predictable storylines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the X-Men shows very clearly that we, the Homo sapiens, will do whatever we can to kill those motherfuckers before they kill us.
Almost certainly.
Because they have laser eyes.
And other stuff.
And other stuff.
A lot of blue.
Yeah, for
skin.
Some reason. I don't know why superpowers turn blue.
It's like it has something to do with the printing process.
I know,
some
right?
Point, but that's just impossible.
Yeah.
At least they're trying to vary the shades a little bit, I think.
Are they?
I feel like I noticed there are some shade differences.
Speaking of superpowers.
Oh, no.
Today I learned about a guy who, I forget, I want to call it Mithraism, but I don't think that's it. But basically, he slowly dosed himself with...
Silver?
No. Snake venom. Oh. Different ones. And he did it so much that his body built up a tolerance. So not only could he not get poisoned by snakes, his blood became anti-venom. And I think he was in, like, Venezuela, and they're like, this little boy has got bit, we don't have time, can we have your blood? And he's like, yeah, here's... And he, like, flew, and he's like, here's my blood, take it. And so he saved the boy, and he became an honorary citizen of Venezuela.
Awesome.
Yeah. But and he just... And he walked around, and he's like, if I live to 100, I will have proved how important this is. And he lived to 100. He's like, I never get sick. Maybe we should all be poisoned by snakes.
Maybe. Yeah,
but, so his blood's an anti-venom.
Yes.
How do you...
Extract that?
Like,
but I mean, doesn't it still have to be the same blood type to...
Yeah, that's a good that point.
Like, do but, you I mean, eat it?
I imagine...
Do you inject it?
I'm pretty sure it's usually intravenous. But, like...
I mean, if it's intravenous, then it has to be the right blood type.
Yeah. The plasma?
I think you could do that, maybe, but yeah. Like...
Because I believe the way that they make anti-venom generally is by, you know, in extracting the whatever the compound is from horse blood.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Horse? Oh, because horses aren't...
Well,
they're just bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, because they don't... Do they...
You can kill a horse with a snake bite. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It assumed they'd be, I assume they'd be more resistant to it, though.
I mean, they're bigger, but other than that, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, they die
but
from
then
rattlesnake
why would they
bites.
Use blood? Why do they use horse blood? Just because they can?
I mean, they must produce similar compounds.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they use pig blood for. I think it's just random.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
We get flu shots from eggs.
We drink
chicken
cow
eggs.
Milk.
Cool.
We do drink cow milk. Isn't that gross?
Yep.
Delicious.
Not directly from the cow, usually.
No.
Then sometimes we freeze it and we add sugar.
And that's delicious.
It's the best.
And then sometimes
now
we add bacteria to it and we get frozen yogurt.
Mm.
That's not as delicious.
Also cheese.
Yeah. Also cheese.
Cheese is delicious.
Like all cheeses.
That's because you have some European genes. If you were of color, you don't like cheese as much. Because Europeans are the ones, I think... that evolved the tolerance of lactose.
Oh, yeah.
Although cheese has less lactose than...
Milk?
Milk.
I know that.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with it. That is my political stance. I agree with cheese having less
lactose. That's the platform of your political party?
What are you, lactose intolerant?
Aww. I don't have any lactase.
Oh, no.
Goodness.
Okay. Final thoughts? Anything else?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, good luck making important choices that affect the state of the country now because they're so bad and
yep.
You know. Here you are assuming that this is going to come out before
the
world ends.
It should come out in like 2 weeks.
So hopefully nothing catastrophically awful has happened and at best, you know, status quo is preserved.
Yeah, we would like we would like the right number of October surprises. If you've got some stuff, just tell us now. Don't wait. Just give us one big, like, torrent of information. I don't mean you, Putin. And we'll see what happens.
Well, as I say, that doesn't matter at all. Because, like, there have been some really interesting damning emails released right now. And nobody gives a shit.
No, it's true.
It's not.
I saw an article on Crack today that's like 9 scandals that... would have destroyed any other politician, but we're apparently cool with if Trump does it. Oh, I know. I did
it happened.
So well.
You got trumped.
I got trumped. I could, but we all knew it was going to come to this.
Yeah.
So, I guess that was my final thought.
Okay.
I would like all the October surprises now. I hate them both.
Yeah. Try not to be a terrible person to other people.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
How's that for general platitude?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Animals are cool.
Yeah.
Animals
kittens
are
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go for
What's
some
What's your
kittens.
Favorite animal, Amber? That's your final thought. Tell me your favorite animal.
I don't know.
I mean, in what context?
You
can't take it back.
Sexy.
Okay.
Cast, final thought.
No.
Cast refuses, and that is her right as a citizen of this earth. She doesn't have to give you her opinion.
It is an autonomous entity.
That's yeah. right.
With agency, yeah.
You just take.
You don't have to tell her what her rights are,
Tom. Who is this you that you keep yelling at?
Yeah, little Julia.
Like, you've been really yelling at this mic for the last 40-odd seconds.
It's true. I have a lot of emotions.
He likes to work them out at round white things that are named
it's
Blue.
It's okay, little Blue. It's okay. It's not your fault. We know.
Yeah, you just...
Mommy
know.
And Daddy still love you.
Uncle Mike is indifferent still. I guess that's me. I don't know.
I don't want to know who its mom and daddy are.
Me either. Did this come out of you?
Did you give birth to a mic?
Bought it from Amazon. Amazon is mommy and daddy? I adopted it, yeah.
Yes.
I think it's from China.
Aww.
Well, I mean, it was certainly manufactured there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So
were your parents political prisoners? You can tell us, Snowball Mike.
Yeah, we'll do what we can.
Maybe it didn't know how to speak way back then.
It's true.
It doesn't know how to speak now.
But it's a really good listener.
Yes.
It is.
It is one of the best listeners.
It's true.
Mm.
Are we done?
Say goodbye, Amber.
Goodbye, Amber.